Anna, with your 11 a.m. Zlines. A new hiking experience in the heart of the Great Barrier Reef World Heritage Area is now open to the public. The 32-kilometre Nagaro track offers hikers a multi-day walk that spans Whitsunday Island. The trail is accessible from May to October. A spokesperson for the Gaya Nagaro traditional owners says the track is an opportunity for visitors to connect with a place of significance and experience the natural beauty of our saltwater country, shared woodlands, ancient rock formations, sweeping views across the sea, and the sounds of birds and wind moving through the trees.
In national news, new research published in the Australian Journal of Earth Sciences has uncovered the formation of the 12 Apostles. The towering limestone stacks, situated on the Great Ocean Road, rise 70 metres above the Southern Ocean. Tectonic plate movements over millions of years have tilted the layers, with records of ancient earthquakes in the rocks. Scientists at the University of Melbourne have been studying the layers of material which represent changes in climate conditions such as temperature, chemistry, and movement of the water. One stack collapsed in 2005 and another crumbled in 2009, with seven remaining today. The relentless toll of the waves means further collapses are inevitable. Also, Health Minister Mark Butler has announced plans to reduce NDIS funding and change the eligibility criteria. It is expected that 160,000 current participants in the program will no longer be eligible for support within the next 4 years. The NDIS will shift from a health professional-provided diagnosis-based access model to a functional capacity mode via a government-developed assessment tool, starting around 2028. A major target of the reforms are children with an autism diagnosis who will be transitioned to other programs such as the Thriving Kids program, which is yet to be developed and is expected to be operational in 2028.
Australia's first research hub for solar panel recycling was opened at the University of New South Wales last week. As the country with the highest solar panel usage per capita, Australia is expected to generate around 1 million tonnes, or 50 million panels, of solar panel waste by 2035. The Australian Research Council Hub for Photovoltaic Solar Panel Recycling and Sustainability has been created to bring together engineers, scientists, policymakers, and industry to transform end-of-life solar panels. The federal government has planned a pilot with over 100 solar panel recycling centres to be opened later this year and have just embarked on an approach to market to engage a pilot administrator, which closed on Friday.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently drizzling. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.